News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland lags behind its peers in basic infrastructure. That's according to the Irish Fiscal Council, which is holding a conference on infrastructure later today. Dr. Francis Ruan, Chair of the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council, will be speaking at the conference. Francis, what areas do you believe Ireland is lacking in?
Well, thank you very much for inviting me onto the programme. We're lagging across a whole range of areas, and I think it's worth everybody realising this is partly a legacy issue. Part of it is the global financial crisis and the way it left our construction sector at the end of it. We were sort of slow to appreciate, I think, in terms of policy, that recovery was coming faster. And we also, as listeners will be aware, have had a huge amount of delay in the planning processes over the years. So everything has kind of slowed down. So this has led to infrastructure, if you like, gaps arising right across a whole range of areas. And really what I think the IFAC is trying to do today is to make sure that we look at how to fill those gaps systematically, because they represent capital expenditure as opposed to other parts of the budget, which will be, of course, on revenue or recurrent expenditure issues.
It's a complex area, not easily solved. But are there things the government could and should be doing?
Sure. So when you look at us internationally in competitiveness terms, and this is the role of the council, we do quite well overall. We're generally in the top 10. We do, you know, very, very well in a whole range of issues. But when it comes to infrastructure, we've been behind the top group for over a decade, which is, you know, the one area that is persistently below performance has been infrastructure. So crucial things in relation to that are the water utilities, are the network utilities, making sure that roads that have been anticipated for quite a long time to make, if you like, business be able to operate successfully, those need to be done. And we need to make sure that, if you like, in terms of what's happening, is that the zoning aligns with the provision of utilities and aligns with the roads. Now, we have been published this week as the National Planning Framework. So that's a key ingredient. The difficulty here is that everything is taking a very long time to get to the table. And with each month, basically, this deficit continues.
Why is that? Is there a problem with the public sector? Is there a problem with the civil service? Everything seems to run really slowly. Change comes really slowly.
It does. Everything does take time. And of course, everybody is aware that if the public sector makes a mistake, it's going to be in the courts within minutes. So we also have a society which is going to, quite rightly, exercise its rights. But it does mean that the public sector has to be particularly careful. There has been huge underemployment for example, in planning in recent years. And there's the Minister for Housing just at the middle of last year basically identified the number of roads that need to be filled in order to deal with that. And the numbers are really big. I mean, you're talking about a huge increase in onboard planola that you'll have heard about. But much more serious in a way is the need for planners right across the local authorities. People who can mean that when a plan goes in, it can be dealt with very, very particularly.
Okay.
Now, a lot of posts have been approved, like 213 posts were approved since 2022, but only 86 have been filled. So why is that? Because we didn't produce enough planners coming out of the education system.
Francis, we do unfortunately have to leave it there. But thank you, that conference today on infrastructure. It'll be interesting to see what else comes out of that. One of the speakers there, Dr. Francis Ryan, Chair of the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.